Finally, winter. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Well, I'm sure the cold air has finally made us realize that this is winter, after all. But after record warm temperatures, livestock may not be fully adapted to the sudden cold and may need extra help. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
The pattern has changed. In some areas this past couple of weeks have been hit with dangerously cold weather, weather that we and perhaps livestock were not ready for. The change has been a shock. Jeff Limkuhler is a University of Kentucky Extension livestock specialist. He says, as many producers know, cattle and other animals can and do adapt for colder weather as the days get shorter. Their coats get heavier. That's obvious, but also
they have the ability to change their metabolic rates, which is really important. They'll increase their heart rate. They'll increase their blood flow to their extremities to make sure that that surface area stays warm. And one of the unique things with ruminant animals is they have the ability to increase their food intake between 8 to 20%.
But in severe weather, those animals may still need a little help from producers, if possible. Jeff says first, position those animals behind a windbreak, trees or buildings, whatever. Next, those animals need water, not ice. And he says those geothermal frost-free water systems many producers have may not work too well in the kinds of temperatures some areas have been seeing. And indeed,
you have to ensure that they have adequate access to water. With the rumen being 80% water, they have to maintain water intake in order to support feed intake.
And about the feed situation, of course, you may want to put out more hay and such, but also
what we like, try and get some calories in from either corn or soy hulls or corn gluten feed.
Finally, Jeff says you really need to take extra care with the younger animals. They're far more susceptible to problems from the cold. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.